For the past 2 months, President Obama has said NATO airstrikes on Libya are focused on protecting civilians from a humanitarian crisis. But this past Wednesday, Obama really made a major rhetorical shift. Here he is speaking to the British Parliament.
We will not relent until the people of Libya are protected and the shadow of tyranny is lifted.
That's a change, it sounds like to me. David Sanger is the chief Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. You can also hear him every Monday on New York Public Radio WQXR's The Washington Report. David, I said the cat is out of the bag. At this point, it's pretty much accepted open policy, right? The NATO is focusing on getting rid of Gaddafi.
Pretty much open policy, Celeste. I mean, I thought that the more revealing comment that the president made was actually just a few hours before he spoke to the parliament. He had a news conference with David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, and he went on for some time basically on the theme that you'll never really solve the problem in Libya until Gaddafi is gone. And on a few occasions he said, our goal is to free the Libyan people from the 40 years of tyranny that they've been through. Now, there's always been a funny little vague area here where the U.S. has said from the beginning that Gaddafi must go, but it's also insisted that the military operation was only designed to do what the U.N. authorized, which was protect civilians. You're not hearing people make that distinction as much anymore.
And yet we're still, the United States is still focused on carrying out, supporting NATO bombing missions and not putting boots on the ground. Has there been a change in strategy? I mean, this is political rhetoric here about something that we all assumed was true anyway, but that doesn't come with a change in strategy, does it?
Well, you're talking about American strategy or NATO strategy?
American strategy has
not changed in that the U.S. was in the lead at the beginning of the process. You'll remember that there was a week or 10 days where the United States was actually doing missile strikes and so forth in Libya, but quickly pulled back from that and said NATO had to be in the lead. And this is what has created a bit of tension within the alliance, because for years the Europeans have said, you know, NATO has to not be as dependent on the United States. And in this case, President Obama, not wanting to own a third war in a Muslim country, said, you know, you guys are right. You should really be running this war. So here it is, and we'll offer up those capabilities that only the United States has, you know, predators, some intelligence capability, satellite capability. But the actual bombing strikes have been done by the likes of, you know, Norway and Italy and others. And they're beginning to run out of political patience and, to some degree, out of ammunition.
Well, you're talking about tensions between the U.S. and its European allies, which I can only assume that's some tense or awkward moments with Britain and France. They've decided to deploy helicopters in Libya. The U.S. is still standing firm at remaining as hands-off as possible. I mean, it's that's going to cause, in the end, this can only deteriorate?
Well, not necessarily. To some degree, this is the U.S. sort of stepping back and saying, we gave it the office. You know, the U.S. is doing Afghanistan, which is also supposed to be a NATO mission. There are obviously 30,000 NATO troops there, but many of the partners have pulled back from Afghanistan. The U.S., by and large, did Iraq with some foreign partners. Many of those foreign partners, including the British, have since left. And this is a case where the U.S. position was that Libya was of greater strategic import to the Europeans than it was to the United States. In fact, Secretary of Defense Bob Gates argued on several occasions that Libya was simply not a vital national security interest. So the view has been, if it is a vital interest to the Europeans, let the Europeans take the lead.
And yet President Obama is still, well, Congress at least, is still asking him to answer to them and clarify his policy. They still feel like he hasn't fully come forward with a clear-cut policy over Libya or a strategy there.
Well, Congress has another problem, which is that the 60 days clock on the War Powers Act ran out last week, a week ago today. And the War Powers Act has been observed mostly in the breach since it was passed, 30-some-odd years ago. And so the president has said that he would support a resolution that continued authorization or at least a resolution of support. Congress does not seem in a big hurry to go take that up. And so there's this lurking question, does this fall within the War Powers Act since it's led by NATO? And if it does, why is everybody being so casual about enforcing the War Powers Act?
So where does this leave President Obama? Is he sort of being canny or cunning here in terms of being a little bit vague about what's going on in some ways and letting time take its course? Or is this kind of a ticking time bomb for him?
Well, you have not heard much public outcry about this, and I think the reason is simple. There have been no American casualties. In fact, there have been, fortunately, no NATO casualties in this whole operation, and that's because they decided to do it from the air. But at that same news conference, the president said once he had decided not to put in ground troops, he had to accept the reality that this was going to take much longer. And he sounds like, at least in his public comments, that he's got enormous patience on this, that he believes that Gaddafi is being bled of money, ammunition, and support, and over time will leave office or leave his hold on power. He doesn't really have much of an official office. And the European view is they need to get this done more quickly, which is why they have brought in the helicopters and so forth.
Well, who loses patience first, David Sanger? The Congress, the Brits and the French, the Gaddafi government, or the opposition in Libya?
Well, my guess is at this point that it's a test of patience between, or a test of wills between Gaddafi, who I think is losing altitude pretty fast, and the Europeans, who are worried about the political will. And I think the big question is, does the country end up being split with Gaddafi in control of half and the rebels with another half?
David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. You can hear him every Monday on New York Public Radio's WQXR's The Washington Report. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Celeste. Have a good weekend.
You too.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.